Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Remember Charlie Skelton from the London Guardian? He got into a physical fracas that basically assaulted him while he was covering Bilderberg. Then he tried to get away from Bilderberg, and they were following him everywhere, going in his hotel room. The list goes on and on. He is boarding a plane in a horrified fashion to get back to England. He will be on with us for a full debriefing on Bilderberg 2009. Tomorrow, Paul Dornenu, who shot a lot of the footage you see from Istanbul. He's Romanian. He shot a lot of the footage you see in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That is some of the footage shot where they're being followed by secret police and being harassed by men with machine guns in Istanbul in Bilderberg 2007 that Governor Rick Perry and others were attending traitorously. So we will have updates on that. Paul Dornenu joining us in 1 hour and 30 minutes today. Coming up in the next segment, we've got Chuck Baldwin joining us, and it couldn't be better timing. Then in the last hour, we're going to cover growing internet censorship and kind of chronicle some of that. So that is all coming up. But it's a good thing that Chuck Baldwin is coming up. This is perfect timing that I had him set up because of his article last week he wrote. It is getting very serious now at ChuckBaldwin.com. Where he breaks down not just the MIAC report and the DHS report saying veterans and gun owners are the main threat and that Homeland Security is set up to deal with the American people, but that a new bill has been introduced saying that extremists will be put on a no-gun list, and there will be no arrest, no indictment, you'll have no way to know why you're on the list, just no more Second Amendment, at the will of the president, the Justice Department, or any of their designates. This is the complete end of freedom. I mean, even in Russia and communist China at their worst, they will make up reasons you're being held or make up reasons you're having your rights taken. This is Kafkaesque, you know, where, you know, famous novel where the guy gets arrested and gets tried and gets executed, never knowing what his crime was. I mean, this is the heart. If there's a center of a black hole of tyranny, it is secretly having your rights stripped, secretly being arrested, secret detention, which the White House is saying they're going to continue and for U.S. citizens. So that's what the Military Commissions Act states. They just strip you of your citizenship in an extrajudicial system. Now, as bad as that is, we learned with absolute horror yesterday, Kurt Nemo discovered it, and I have to say we broke it. Now, I don't know why we continue to discover stuff. Actually, listeners emailed us the legislation. And when I saw this last night when I got home from the radio show, I was staggered by it. I was staggered by the legislation, by the over-the-top, in-your-face strength of it. Just the fact that it was so open. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll please, Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Direct link to the bill. Bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. This is a completely separate bill. There's now three of these. There's one that's the article we wrote about a week ago. This terrorist extremist list and this new bill, H.R. 2159, denying firearms and explosives to Dangerous Terrorist Act 2009. Sounds reasonable. Oh, it's a convicted terrorist. Let them have a gun. No, no. This is anybody on the 1.1 million, over a million people and growing on that list. Well, the new bill says the same thing. And then there's that other bill they've got introduced where the attorney general can ban guns at will. It's like, oh, we pass a law saying the attorney general's God. You can't do that. And we passed a bill saying Madoff can kidnap little children and barbecue them on a spit if he wants, and he can't do that. You know, we passed a law that everybody has to worship Hitler. You can't do that.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello. eFoods Direct wants everyone to have food that tastes better than home cooking, but we have found some more people that we don't want to have our food. If you think pornography is protected free speech, but speaking to God in public prayer should be prohibited, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that automakers who create millions of jobs should be put out of business, but modern-day money changers who create nothing should be bailed out, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that schools should give kids condoms and teach abortion, but should ban Bibles on campus, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that the White House garden should be front-page news, while laws are passed making it illegal for you to have a home garden, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. For the rest of you, visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. Not sure what you need? 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is not one, there is not two, there is three bills I know of. And there are tens of thousands of pieces of legislation getting introduced every session. Bills introduced by powerful members of the Democratic Party. Bills previously introduced by the White House Chief of Staff when he was the congressman from Illinois, Rahm Emanuel. He has written a book about it. He has given speeches about it. Barack Obama has given speeches and voted for total gun bans in Illinois. No guns, total ban. The Attorney General put in briefings last year in the D.C. gun ban case saying he believed no citizen should be allowed to own any gun anywhere in the United States. And then you have record gun sales, and the media runs news pieces every day that I see, and I'm not watching television. I'll be on MSNBC and this morning looking at financial news and see a video clip in the corner, you know, making fun of gun owners buying guns. And I clicked on it, and there, I mean, it's everywhere. Oh, look at these crazy people. You know, they think the government's coming after their guns when this is the biggest group of anti-Second Amendment, anti-self-defense, anti-American trash I have ever seen in my life. And the media is engaged in a massive hoax cover-up saying it doesn't exist. Meanwhile, it's got to be more than 15 senators. I mean, every couple of days I see a different senator in the news saying, yeah, we need a new fairness doctrine, not just for radio and TV, but for the Internet. And they've got the Cyberbullying Act separate from the hate crimes bill. This hate crimes bill is a distraction because that restricts the First Amendment somewhat. I mean, this cyberbullying says, and I've given the bill number out in the last 2 weeks 50 times. I'll give it out again. But guys, I already cleaned off my desk from last week, but somebody print me the Cyberbullying Act again. It actually says in there, if someone signs an affidavit saying what you wrote or said hurts their feelings, you are indicted federally under a felony. Of course, that'll all be selectively enforced. And you've got in states all over the country, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Vermont, of all places, police on the news saying, if you criticize Obama, we're going to arrest you. We have mainstream newscasts we play here all the time. I'm not going to play it again. If you don't believe me, fine. Suck your thumb and just think it's made up. The point is, you know, sit there in a straitjacket, sucking your thumb in a mental institution. We live in reality here. And those of you telling us that we're crazy, I keep getting emails every day, and I see it all over YouTube and Google when I just happen to be surfing for videos and news and clips. I'm being attacked saying I'm a liar. The Obama deception is a lie. Obama doesn't want our guns. What planet are you people from? You know, it's like when we say we don't want the North American Union, and it's all over Canadian, British. The President Bush has press conferences admitting we're under the North American Union. And then news articles get written about myself and Lou Dobbs and others making fun of us, saying it doesn't exist. You know, they would tell people that for 40 years in Europe, that the euro didn't exist, and now it's all declassified and public, that they set it up in 1957. And there is a European Union. And by the way, when I say that, listeners, I'm not joking for informed people. There are actual folks out there that say the EU doesn't exist. This is the level of denial that they are living in. And so they've introduced a new bill, another bill to restrict free speech we're going to get to later. And I did some research this weekend on the Michael Savage situation on NPR and a bunch of other mainline radio, and they're on there and in news articles defending Michael Savage banned from traveling to Europe for criticizing open borders. And by the way, it's not just England. That's a EU regulation that the Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, is following. And I sat there last night with my wife at like midnight. She couldn't believe it, watching, I say watching because it's all up on YouTube, audio put to video of radio show after radio show, national NPR, you name it, saying, yes, ban his free speech, it's good. And then I heard Savage on national NPR with them defending him losing his free speech. And then Savage just hung up on him, the interview. And again, I don't like Michael Savage in many respects. On a lot of things, he says Ritalin is and Prozac's making the kids go psychopathic and kill people. You know, I mean, on about 80% of things, it's carbon copy. And I can't say he copied me or I copied him. He's been on the air syndicated for 10 years, and so have I. We've both been on the air 14 years, so the issue is we're on the same page on so many issues, but I don't think leftists should be put in forced labor camps if they disagree with war. And I criticized him then when he said that. But now they're saying, don't let him have free speech, I'm criticizing them. But to see the left in this country openly, the majority of them saying, get rid of free speech, and these are high-powered Democrats introducing the Cyberbullying Act. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, we need a drum roll for this. Drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I've got to point out that this is serious and not just throw it out there. Bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will, Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo. Ladies and gentlemen, May 13th, that's right, it took us 2-3 days to find out about this. Thanks to listeners sent it to Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com, so we got it out. Representative Carolyn McCarthy introduced the No-Fly, No-Buy Act, H.R. 2401, a bill that would merge the TSA's no-fly list with the National Instant Criminal Background Check, that point-of-sale system determining eligibility. Now, remember, you're not arrested, you're not indicted, you don't know where this came from, and then now they're saying a no-buy list, a no-sell list, a no-travel list. This is the global system. This is what Europe already has. This, you know, this thing with Michael Savage or myself being arrested or David Icke being arrested when we go to Canada, you know, this whole thing of peace activists not being able to get on planes, you know, you've heard about Green Party people not being able to fly. All of this is the global model. And everybody keeps talking about the global currency. What will it look like? It's going to be your thumbprint and your face print. The UN, it's all under treaty. That's why they're phasing out cash. That's how they'll go to the new world currency instantly when they want to, because that's why your kids are thumb scanning to get their school lunches. All of this ties together. This is the secret list. And your ID card says you're out of favor. You don't travel. You don't get a job. It's all under Patriot Act compliance. So we've got the bill that we wrote about at InfoWars.com a week and a half ago that Chuck Baldwin wrote about last week in his article that's getting serious now that gave a nice boil down of a bigger picture. And they've introduced H.R. 2159, denying firearms and explosives to terrorists. Dangerous Terrorist Act. And it says the same thing. We'll secretly put anybody and everybody in intelligence files by the tens of millions. And you're not going to have, it's already happening. Veterans and others, we already told you 10 years ago that veterans were being barred from buying firearms with not even a misdemeanor conviction. It's happening. This isn't a game. And then on top of that, they've now released footage of the AmeriCorps chanting and marching in red uniforms trimmed with black. It is so fascist. It's so over the top. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is off the charts. Let's go to presidential candidate 2008, Chuck Baldwin, pastor, author, researcher, talk show host. Chuck Baldwin, things are getting wild. You're right when you say it's getting very serious now.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Alex, for letting me come on your show. When I wrote that, I felt that I had to get the message out to the people that are reading my columns to help them understand, as you have been trying to do for all these years, on how things really are getting serious out there, hence the title of my column. And I pointed out some of the very things that you just mentioned here at the opening of your program.
Start breaking it down. I mean, you know, there's three bills that will allow them without an indictment, without arrest. I mean, that's the heart of tyranny. Three bills to just allow bureaucrats at will secretly to take your rights, and you can't find out how you got on there or even challenge it.
Right. Well, the bill that I specifically mentioned in my column was Peter King's bill, H.R. 2159, the Denying Firearms and Explosives to Dangerous Terrorists Act of 2009, which basically permits the Attorney General on his signature to deny transfer of a firearm to anyone that he deems to be, quote, a dangerous terrorist, close quote. Now, this is someone that is identified solely on the basis of his opinion. There's no arrest. There is no act that the person has committed. There's no charge, no sentence, no trial, no anything. It's just that the Attorney General says, I believe this person is a dangerous terrorist, therefore they are not able to buy a firearm.
Or his designates, this is divine right of kings.
That's correct. Or his designates, exactly right. So this is, as you say, fascism. I mean, people don't like to use that word, but the fact of the matter is, this is exactly the definition. Whenever you can arbitrarily, without warrant, without cause, can deny basic rights to the citizenry, you have crossed the Rubicon, and now that you are in a country that is fascist in nature.
It's unbelievable. You know, we all have a blind spot, Pastor Baldwin, but I have one too. I mean, I consciously, intellectually look at this, and then it hits me emotionally, and I'm not even having the response I should. We've been so marinated in tyranny. This is all off the charts.
Absolutely off the charts, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. There are people that are beginning to wake up, fortunately, to things that are happening in this regard, and I just pray that more people awaken quickly.
Pastor Baldwin, stay with us. We'll come back and talk about your website and what you're doing in the Constitution Party these days and where all of this goes. And, boy, I wish we had Ron Paul, don't you, folks, as president? But instead, we've got a total piece of trash.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
I got to be honest with the audience. Things are moving faster and are worse than I even thought they could get this quickly. I mean, we know the globalists are tyrannical, but to see in the United States bills introduced to charge you with felonies federally if you, quote, hurt someone's feelings, and to see it being introduced by prominent members of the House and racing, to see three bills introduced where they can secretly ban your Second Amendment. And, you know, Chuck Baldwin last week interpreted this bill and said, you know, they could use the no-fly list, they could use the MIAC report list, they could use these other lists to, and then now Now with the new bill, it confirms our worst fears. They say yes. Yes, in H.R. 2401, if you're on any list or any database or anything, or on the no-fly list, no Second Amendment. Pastor Baldwin, you know, people accuse us sometimes of being fearmongers. No, no, we need people to raise the alarm. We need people to stand up and warn the public, or this is all going to make it. And then I just can't believe we're having kind of like an amalgamation of a Soviet/Nazi takeover. I mean, does it ever just stun you that this is happening?
Alex, I agree with your assessment that it's happening faster than we expected. I can tell you, in fact, people that are listening right now that know me and have listened to me in my comments over the last few weeks, I've said the exact same thing as you just said. You know, we anticipated some of these things to be happening over the next several months and maybe even a couple of years, but we have seen things escalate at such a rate over these last few weeks that it's really difficult to keep up with it all. I mean, I know that you are poring over all this information as you see coming in every day, 3 hours a day, and it's hard for you to keep up with it, as you just said. And I find the same thing to be true. It's happening at such a fast rate that it really is hard to get a handle on it. And I think that that the American people, the ones that are beginning to wake up, the ones that are beginning to sense that things are going in the wrong direction, I believe it's kind of taking them back as well, how quickly this is happening. Now, the positive thing about it is, Alex, I do think because of your show and many other people that are out there trying to sound the alarm, whether they call us fearmongers or not, so be it. They probably said that about the committees of correspondence back in the 1700s. This is reality, and people are beginning to awaken to reality. That's the positive thing. And I think that the line is being drawn in the sand right now. And I think that people are going to have to decide, you know, what side of that line they're on. Either they believe in the Constitution, they believe in the rule of law, they believe in the fundamental principles of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, they believe on those principles that America was founded, or they are going to willingly, of their own volition, surrender to this new world order mindset. And I do believe that line is being drawn in the sand. And I would just like to encourage your audience out there to keep abreast of this and to recognize that what is happening quickly, and we need to be prepared for what is yet to come.
And make no mistake, this is history. And just as the enemy is moving quickly, the awakening is also accelerating, and that also takes me back. I mean, it's exciting, but when you study sociology and history and human activity, it's a very explosive situation. And, you know, I'm not some hot shot. You're not a hot shot. You know, we're not looking for physical conflict, but unfortunately, I see in the cards or the tea leaves, as they say, that this is going towards a collision course. So there's no doubt. We've never seen an acceleration of tyranny anywhere near this. And it's clear the establishment has decided to jump. They've decided to go. Total commitment. And I just hope the patriots out there know this is it. This is everything foretold, everything we've been building for, against the enemy, everything they've been building against us, all of our preparations, all of our warnings. It's clear we are entering, I believe, the battle zone. Chuck Baldwin?
Yeah, I agree, and I think the battle zone right now is with some of these states legislatures that are beginning to take a stand in their respective states. I think we have, what is it now, between 25 and 30, you probably got a closer number on that, of the states around the nation that have either passed or I have pending legislation regarding.
Yeah, 32, three states have passed it, a bunch of governors are trying to block it, yeah.
Right, that are, you know, taking a stand for state sovereignty. That truly is exciting. I mean, whether or not all of these states truly understand, all the legislators truly understand what's at stake here, or whether or not they actually pass because of a governor's veto or whatever, all that notwithstanding, it's still exciting in the sense that we have well over half of the state legislatures around the country that are at least awakened to the point that they recognize their 10th Amendment prerogatives. And that they, as an independent, autonomous, free state, have an obligation to stand and protect freedom in their states. That is truly exciting.
Dr. Baldwin, stay with us for five more minutes on the other side. I want to get your ideas on how we fight the anti-free speech legislation, the anti-Second Amendment legislation, and a lot more. The website's ChuckBaldwinLive.com, ConstitutionParty.com. We'll be right back with the 2008 presidential candidate, Chuck Baldwin.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Why the union's that big businessman, and they're going out as a dinosaur.
We're going to have Chuck Baldwin with us until noon. Appreciate him taking time out to join us. And I want to open the phones up, but specifically on the Hate Crimes Act, which gets all the attention. That just makes thought crimes associated with real crime, physical crime, kick in. So it's a big problem setting that precedent. That's nothing compared to the Cyberbullying Act. It says you don't have to punch somebody, yell at them, nothing. You write or say something that somebody says hurts their feelings, they sign an affidavit, you are federally charged, period. And of course, they'll selectively enforce that. That's the Cyberbullying Act. We've also got all these other bills. H.R. 2401, which puts you on a no-fly list if you're in any of these databases or the government feels like putting you in there. Now, this is absolutely amazing. Bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. It's the No Fly, No Buy Act, H.R. 2401. And this is just the beginning. The UN, the World Health Organization, admits they're going to use the threat of pandemics to bring in global government. That came out of Bilderberg this weekend. They're going to use global financial crises to bring in their new world order. That's now being set up in front of everybody. They are going to use global treaties, which Obama is trying to get the Senate to ratify to restrict the Second Amendment heavily, banning altering your firearms. Reloading is now an act of terrorism. It actually says it. But this one, this ties in with Michael Savage not being allowed to go to England or Europe. That's an EU rule. Or the fact that I can't really go to Canada. I get arrested whenever I go there. No charges, no reason. They just say you're an extremist. This is the global system. And boy, isn't that Pastor Baldwin right out of Revelation? I mean, even if people don't believe in the Christian faith or don't believe in God, shouldn't they be opposed to a global tracking system where you face scan and thumbprint to buy and sell? Because that is what's being set up. And these no-fly lists for gun owners, that's just the beginning.
Oh, you're starting to hit one of my hot buttons now, Alex. You know, absolutely, any Christian, regardless of their eschatology and where they come down on the return of Christ, and of course there's many, many varied opinions on that depending upon what point of view a particular believer has. But the point is, there is no doubt that believers throughout history have understood the basic elements of what is called the Mark of the Beast or the revived Roman Empire, call it whatever you want. The Christians throughout history have understood the elements of that. They've understood the evil of it all and the way that Christians are set in opposition to it. Unfortunately, what's happened over the last few years is that many of our Christian brothers and sisters have used the return of Christ and the various elements of that doctrine as an excuse to literally sit on their blessed assurance and do nothing, saying, well, this is all a part of prophecy and Jesus is coming soon and there's nothing I can do about it. And just the opposite of what our Lord told us to do. You know, he told us that as believers we are to occupy until he comes. Occupation is a very hard work. It's a very onerous task. It's a very serious endeavor. And we have an obligation to oppose these things and to do what is right regardless of when Christ comes. And it could be today or it could be 100 years from today or
longer. Pastor, to interrupt, let's look at the word occupy. The god of this world is the old devil, and so occupying makes the statement. It's like an occupying army. It means the world will be against us, but we've got to occupy it. That means run it.
Well, occupation is both a military term and a business term. In the Greek, it literally means to take care of business. And we as believers have a task. We have a business to take care of. And we're supposed to take care of business up until the time that Christ returns, whenever that is. And no man knows the day or the hour. And anybody that says that they do are lying to us. They don't know when Christ is coming. Until then, we have a job to do. But what I see going on, and one of my major consternations is the way that Christians use prophecy as an excuse for lethargy and apathy to sit back and do nothing to oppose the things that they know to be evil. If the believers in 1775 and 76, and the pastors specifically, would have acted the way that we are acting today in America, we would still be a crown colony of Great Britain. There would be no Bill of Rights. There'd be no Declaration of Independence. There'd be no U.S. Constitution. There'd be no freedom that like we've enjoyed for these 200-plus years. They stood up and they opposed tyranny. They opposed the global order at that time. They did what was right to do. Most of these men and women were Christians. The pastors were on the front lines fighting for our freedoms, and they prevailed. But now what are we doing today? We're sitting back, and we're in the name of prophecy, in the name of Christianity, we are allowing the evil one to remove all of the fundamental freedoms that our forefathers fought and bled for. It's inexcusable. And we've got to get the preachers and the churches of America to awaken to what is happening and to set in opposition that which is necessary.
Well, again, I make the point because we have a wide-ranging audience. Even if you're not a Christian, let's say you're an agnostic out there listening, is it a good idea to have the federal government coming in and telling churches what they can and can't say under the 501c3? Is it good to have the churches twisting Romans 13, Hitler's favorite Bible passage about rendering unto Caesar? I mean, is it good to then have the majority of the nation that calls themselves Christians saying, I'm supposed to sit here and do nothing and not warn anybody? How could somebody not want to go out and fight this system? And again, folks, even if you don't believe in Revelation and all of that, like I do, the point is that is it a good idea to have a world government that you can't buy or sell without a thumbprint and a face scan? What type of control does that give government? And they are setting that system up. They are stating it is for tyranny. It is to bring in a one-child policy. It is to bring in feudalism, serfdom, eugenics. I mean, you know, it's not just that we have a global government forming. It's that it's run by a bunch of control freak tyrants. And then when you study what those control freak tyrants believe in, they're occultists to a man. So, you know, I just encourage people to investigate what the world elite actually believe in and then ask yourselves, why do they hate Christians so much? And I don't mean your big national TV preachers. I mean, why do they hate real Christians? Why is that, Pastor?
Well, I think because they know that, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Jesus Christ came to set men free. If the Son, S-O-N, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus is the personification of freedom. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, Galatians 5:1. But let's go back to your statement a minute ago. You know, I've said, and last year when I was on the campaign trail all over the country, I said this: we either have freedom for all or we have freedom for none. And it really doesn't matter whether a person is an agnostic or a Christian or what his particular religious belief may or may not be. We either believe in the Constitution, the rule of law, the principles of the Declaration of Independence. We have freedom in this country to worship God the way we see fit, to not worship God if that's what we see fit, or we don't. And so whether a person comes from a theological point of view of any kind, or whether he comes from an atheistic point of view, although I believe that an agnostic and an atheist has a difficult time understanding the real principles of freedom, because I believe those principles are rooted and grounded in the teachings of natural law, which are biblical. Regardless of what our particular personal philosophy might be, we either have freedom for everyone in this country or we have freedom for none. And I think that is the key. And believe it or not, and this is one of the things when I was on the campaign trail last year that I really found amazing. I saw so many of my Christian, especially pastors, that seemed to be in such a fog, Alex. They just didn't have a clue.
They're under a spell. They're under a spell.
Whether it's a 501c3 thing or whether it's they're afraid of their church congregations, they're afraid of losing their retirement programs or whatever it is, they're sitting out there in a fog without a clue. And then I found some people that they would not identify themselves as churchgoers or Christians, and yet they're energized about fighting for freedom. And so, I've said this before. You know, I would rather vote for an unbeliever, regardless of the office, whether it's president, whether it's congressman, senator, house, rep, doesn't matter. I would rather vote for an unbeliever who will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States than to vote for a believer who would not preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
But we know that's a trick question because they're not really believers, in their heart if they're not fighting evil.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Well, what I'm saying is, you know, everybody, every 2 years, every 4 years, everybody professes to be a Christian. If you're running for office,
yes.
You know, people don't come out and say, vote for me, I'm an agnostic.
Exactly. You know, I don't want to hear talk. That. I want to see action.
Exactly. But the point is that the oath that every office holder takes, from federal, state, local, doesn't matter, the oath they take is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Yes.
And that's what we need to hold them to. And they're not doing it. We the people, unfortunately, for the most part, have not held our elected officials accountable to the Constitution, and that includes Republicans, Democrats. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle. And it's until we begin to hold our elected representatives accountable to the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States, we are not going to have good government, and we are not going to maintain freedom in this country.
That's right. Now, the clergy response teams, I mean, we have now 26,000 preachers covertly hired by FEMA. It's now declassified years after we broke it here on the network. I mean, this, again, is another sign of classical tyranny. And Pastor, I don't know if you've seen this. We just broke it yesterday at Infowars.com. Have you seen the AmeriCorps paramilitary propaganda ad where they're in red and black uniforms with khakis, literally like something out of a fascist science fiction movie, and then it dovetails.
I have not seen it, but I will go to your website and take a look at it.
And then it dovetails with government ready's youth corps to take on vets. We see these drills with the Boy Scouts and with public school groups all over the country, where in the scenarios where they have the 14-year-olds training to take over, you know, law enforcement operations, that they're fighting veterans and gun owners, and then that dovetails with the MIAC report and the DHS report. I mean, we have a clear picture now of what's going on here.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'll be glad to go take a look at that. I'm glad that you have put that up. You know, really, it goes back to what we said at the outset of our discussion, the speed in which these things are taking place. It's really difficult to imagine. You know, when you broke the DHS report, actually MIAC came from DHS in Missouri, and then I picked it up in my column and it went viral, and then the support began to flood into the state of Missouri. They've since rescinded that report and they dismissed the person that put it out. And then it came to the DHS report, and the same thing. You know, people, even a few congressmen began to speak out against it, believe it or not. And that report, it was since taken down. And then you've got Peter King's bill that we started out talking about. And then the other bill that you've just brought out to my attention here today. You know, these things are all, to use your phrase, dovetailing together. There's no question that there is a connection between all of this. Anybody who thinks that these things are being done independently, separately, without connection, they don't see the big picture. There is no doubt that all of this is dovetailing into a common purpose, a common goal. And I think really the ultimate goal here is to disarm the American people. I think, you know, when you look at it, when you look back over our history, the only reason why we are still, at least in some semblance, the maintenance of freedom today, the only reason we have that maintenance is because of the Second Amendment. I mean,
that's right. And if the globalists get that, as the UN has said, they will have their world government.
Yeah, that's that. There's no question about it. I mean, how fortunate we were that our founding fathers were sagacious enough to put that Second Amendment in the Constitution, and that's that solid historic gun culture that we've had throughout our history has really been the salvation of our liberties to this point. And I think there's no question that they recognize, the globalists recognize this, and now they're coming at this from multifaceted perspective to try and I think the goal is to disarm the American people, because without the ability of the American people to defend themselves, we are helpless against the machinations of evil men.
Well, Pastor, there's no debate. I mean, you have the White House Chief of Staff, the Attorney General, and the President all introducing legislation in the past, or arguing before federal courts, or writing books and giving speeches and introducing legislation, saying they want a total ban of the American people's firearms. And then the asinine mainstream media is saying we're conspiracy theorists, you know, that this is just a run on guns for no reason. I mean, this tactic they have of always denying. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Paul in Ohio. Paul, you're on the air with Dr. Baldwin. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes, we are.
Okay. They come and took all my guns the other day. No warrant, no nothing. They come into my house. They took every one of them that they could see. But I've been listening to you, buddy, and I've been paying way good attention because I hit a bunch of them, and they didn't get them all. And that's
why did they take your? Why did they say? Why did they say? Why did they say they took your guns?
No warrant, no cause, no reason. They come in and took every gun that they could find. They searched my home from top to bottom. They did not.
Let me stop you. Let me stop you, and then I want to hear about this and then get Pastor Baldwin's take on it. Look, I have three articles in my stack I haven't even gotten to where somebody buys 10,000 rounds of ammo at the gun store. The BATF pulls them over down the street, takes them to jail, and gives them $500,000 bail, saying the ammo's illegal, saying it's an arsenal. And they're now sending BATF under Homeland Security to people's houses who buy 1,000 rounds. They, again, acting like it's illegal, and then they got in the newspaper. Then they confiscated 3 handguns from the man's house. And it goes on to say the guy has no criminal record. I have these in the stack today, and so this is going on. And I'm going to hold you over, Paul, but, I mean, that's another point, Chuck Baldwin, is this is, I know you're seeing these reports. I see these reports every day where they just arrest people for the Second Amendment. What is going on?
Yeah, that is incredible. And I think we know what's going on. It's the stuff that you talk about every day on your show. I write about it. There's a few others out there that are trying to sound the clarion call. We know what's going on. And Alex, I really think that ultimately, The maintenance of freedom is going to come down to the states. And I don't know whether you find that encouraging or discouraging, but, you know, I think it began with the states, and I think it's going to end with the states. We are either going to maintain the freedoms that we find enumerated in the Bill of Rights at the state level, or I think we are not going to maintain freedom at all.
I agree with you. I think about 80% of the battle is there. We need to stay on the feds and all the treason going on and document it and try to resist it. But the real power is at the state level. That's why we need more than 8% turnout in state elections instead of 50-something nationally. The national stuff serves as a distraction. Paul, stay there. I want to hear your story when we get back. Stay with us.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
In constant sorrow through his days.
Dr. Chuck Baldwin, presidential candidate 2008, the nominee for the Constitution Party. Okay, just in a nutshell, Paul, it's very upsetting to hear your story, but I've got news articles stacked up where they just come, they take your guns, they take your ammo, and they say you shouldn't have had it. And most stories I see, he's an insurance salesman, 54. He told his neighbors they ought to get storable food because the economy might collapse. The neighbors were scared to see him loading a firearm in his car. So police SWAT teamed him, took the ammo and guns, and he's held without bail. And then the article never says he's charged, and later it comes out they're not charged. It's just insane, and the public doesn't know. And the NRA won't tell you this is going on, folks. They're loyal opposition. Paul, so what happened? I mean, the police showed up. I mean, did you say, why are you here? When did this happen?
This is the strangest story. They were after me because of my energy cell. And they came into my sister's house. Now, this is not my house. They came into her house, took my nephew's guns, took her guns and everything like that because they want me. They're looking for me because of what I can do to save people gas. I believe that if I'm able to finish what system I've got right now, that I would absolutely be able to create enough electricity for every person to have free electricity.
All right, well, send me an email then, Paul. I appreciate your call. Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah, I was just calling because I wanted to touch on the subject you was talking about earlier. I just wanted to make a point that when it comes down to it, they're going to start getting divisive, guys, and I want everybody out there, like black, white, Mexican, just to touch across aisles, the different races, just so, you know, they won't try to, when they try to start pointing a finger at each other, you know, you guys can be there to kind of mediate it and wake up, you know.
Well, I wish we were reaching that many people to be able to mediate it, but you're absolutely right, Chris. The liberals, in the name of stopping racism, all they do is talk about it, hype it up, say you're a racist if you disagree with Obama, injecting race. So does the controlled right wing with, you know, Limbaugh playing the songs he plays. That is all meant to divide us. Pastor Baldwin, he's got a great point.
Oh, there's no question. Again, we have freedom for all and freedom for none. And this cuts across not just theological lines, but racial lines, educational lines, every other division that we have. I mean, freedom is universal. And the beauty of what we're doing here is we're talking about the issue of freedom, constitutional government, liberty, et cetera. As you said, it's the other side that interjects race and uses it to divide us. And we can't afford to let that happen.
Absolutely. Great point. And thank you. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, those two firefighters guys out there, anybody who's fighting fires, a firefighter, you guys, I've been watching the news and I've seen those guys didn't get the promotion because, you know, based on color. And I feel like, you know, if you're a firefighter, no matter what color, black, you know, Mexican, I really want to see some African-Americans step up and just say that, you know, you guys don't support that because on the media, it's just looking like it's one-sided and it's kind of, and I can see how they're going to use that to kind of, you know, divide.
No, exactly. The elite, look, the elite are talking about $100 and $200 and $300 expense accounts in England instead of trillions that have been stolen. They always focus in on petty things to distract us. I appreciate your call, Chris. We're going to talk to Pastor Terry, Jason, and Rick, and others after Pastor Chuck Baldwin, Dr. Baldwin, leaves us. Dr. Baldwin, what's the best site for folks to visit? ChuckBaldwinLive.com?
Yeah, that's it. ChuckBaldwinLive, all one word, ChuckBaldwinLive.com.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with us, and thanks for getting the great articles out, breaking down what's happening. Take care.
Glad to do it. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Talk to you soon. Okay, folks, when we get back, more of your calls, but I want to break down these bills. Let me explain this again. Introduced, racing through the House, White House support, bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. The most draconian gun law ever. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.